Lesson 50. Jehovah defends Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, destroyed the Baal altars and idols in the land. He wanted the people to know Jehovah's laws. So he sent princes and Levites to all of Judah to teach Jehovah's laws to the people. The nations nearby were afraid to attack Judah because they knew that Jehovah was with his people. They even brought gifts to King Jehoshaphat. But then the Moabites, the Ammonites, and those from the region of Seir came to fight Judah. Jehoshaphat knew that he needed Jehovah's help. He had all the men, women, and children come together in Jerusalem. In front of them all, he prayed, "Jehovah, without you, we cannot win. Please tell us what to do." Jehovah answered the prayer, "Do not be afraid. I will help you. Take your position, stand still, and see how I will save you." How did Jehovah save them? The next morning, Jehoshaphat selected singers and told them to march in front of the army. They marched from Jerusalem out to the battlefield in a place called Tekoa. As the singers were praising Jehovah joyfully with a loud voice, Jehovah fought for his people. He made the Ammonites and the Moabites so confused that they began to attack one another, and not one of them survived. But Jehovah protected the people of Judah, the soldiers, and the priests. All the people in the nearby countries heard about what Jehovah had done, and they knew that Jehovah was still defending his people. How does Jehovah save his people? In many ways. He doesn't need help from humans to do so. You will not need to fight this battle. Take your position, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah in your behalf. 2 Chronicles 20:17. Questions. What kind of king was Jehoshaphat? How did Jehovah protect Judah? 2 Chronicles 17:1-19 and 20:1-30.